T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Where were you 18 years ago today? You know, for a generation, this is going to be a defining moment. The moment that they realized there was an enemy within our borders. Think about that for a minute. That's a moment of fear and loss that's kind of hard to shake. When the evil you think of as being somewhere else is suddenly in your backyard. For my parents, that might have happened with the assassination of John F. Kennedy. They were both very young when Pearl Harbor happened. For me, that moment was 9/11. The country had a brief moment of clarity in the 2 to 3 years after 9/11. And I call it brief because it didn't take very long for the PC crowd, for the hard left in this country, to claw their way back into the conversation. It's really hard to be out of touch when reality smacks you in the face. But, you know, memories fade, and what we find out is that fools return. And right now, I see fools everywhere. Here's how far we've come in those 18 years. The left in this country now identifies evil as somebody who supports border security, or wants to vet foreign nationals who want to come from countries that breed terrorism. They see evil in people opposed to bigger government and free everything. They define evil as somebody who doesn't want every political discussion to be defined by race or gender. They define evil pretty much as anybody who disagrees with their worldview. Certainly, they define evil as anybody who supports Donald Trump. And in their mind, that's the only reason they need to break windows, set fires, wear black Antifa masks, become completely unglued if they see somebody they disagree with eating at a restaurant where they happen to be. These are the fools who've forgotten the lesson of 9/11 18 years ago today. Now, I mentioned this earlier, but a lot of people today are going to say, never forget. I say, always remember. All of this happened at the hands of a group of monsters who hate freedom and who use their religion as an excuse to murder innocent people. For historians, what happened on 9/11 is nothing new or surprising. Radical Islamic terrorists have been attacking America since 1780. Last night, we dropped about 40 tons of shock and awe on radical Islamic fighters on the eve of one of our country's darkest anniversaries. So I'm going to take time today. I'll bow my head to remember the lives we lost that day. I'm also going to vow to you to continue fighting in this country and out of this country those who don't want to recognize the threat that radical Islam poses not only to our country, but to freedom-loving people everywhere. And that would include the hypocrites in this country who now occupy offices in our Capitol building and who refer to these terrorists as some people somewhere did something. And they don't ever acknowledge their own marital infidelities would see them stoned to death in some countries under the auspices of their religion. I will always remember.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.